You are Locked On Broncos, your daily podcast on the Denver Broncos, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
This one's for Pat. The ball is free. Denver's got a touchdown, Denver.
Here's your host of Locked On Broncos, NFL analyst Cody Rourke.
Broncos country, what is up? Happy Thursday. If you're in Denver at the Pepsi Center tonight for the Nuggets and the Pistons, be sure to holler at me. I'll be in the Pepsi Center today. Very excited about that. Getting ready to head the drive to Denver. So obviously I'm going to listen to a lot of Locked On Podcast Network shows on my way up there to get me through the long drive. And you should as well. Wherever you're at, your morning commute, your lunchtime break, that 2 o'clock feeling where you have no work to do or on your way home, take Locked On Broncos with you. This is your host, Cody Rourke, writer, contributor over at predominantlyorange.com and NFL analyst covering the NFL and the Denver Broncos nationally. You can catch me on Twitter at Cody Rourke NFL. Now, some early morning news on the Denver Broncos side of things. Obviously, we're going to get to the rundown here. The Broncos converted $16 million of Von Miller's $18.5 million base salary into a signing bonus. This move right here creates about $12.3 million in cap space for the Denver Broncos. This allows them to create some more flexibility in their cap and obviously in the things that they want to do and they want to accomplish in free agency and the draft. And, you know, I'm excited about that move. I think that gives the Denver Broncos an opportunity to maybe sign one more, a big name. Potentially, maybe Ndamukong Suh. I don't know if he's going to budge a little bit. I think he wants more money. Or Tyrann Mathieu, he could be another option for the Denver Broncos as a free agent. But obviously, they have some interest down there in Houston and New Orleans for the Honey Badger services. So that's the NFL rundown here this morning. Now, on today's show, we're going to talk about some of these moves. And Denver made some moves yesterday that I think is beneficial for them going forward. Now, not a lot of people will agree with me, but, you know, it is what it is. I go through things and I look at things from a different standpoint than a lot of people, and I respect opinions that differ from mine completely. But the Denver Broncos signed cornerback Tremaine Brock. He played in Minnesota last year. He didn't see much time on the field, but previously he played a lot in San Francisco. The Broncos are getting a veteran there at cornerback. He's going to be potentially the number three cornerback. Not sure if he's going to line up in the slot or on the outside. A lot of that's still pending, but I wouldn't be surprised if Denver makes some more moves at the cornerback position. Now, James Palmer, the NFL Network, reported that the Saints did not offer their cornerback Delvin Bro a tender as a restricted free agent, so he's going to take a visit with the Denver Broncos, and I think pending a physical, I think he may be signing a deal in Denver, so I'm very excited about that. Obviously getting a veteran guy, I wouldn't be surprised if Denver goes with another cornerback though. I expect him to go with a defensive back type player. It's a draft class that's deep with cornerbacks and safeties. I doubt they go safety, but I bet they go cornerback in some facet of the game, and the Denver Broncos have a lot of moves. I think the Denver Broncos right now are in a very good place. Now, I'm going to hop on Locked On Vikings here in a little bit to talk about the Broncos trading quarterback Trevor Siemian to the Minnesota Vikings. So now we can start calling them the Minnesota Broncos because they're taking the Denver Broncos quarterbacks. Kyle Sloter's on the roster. Now Trevor Siemian's going to be holding the clipboard for Kirk Cousins. And I completely thought, barring this trade with Trevor Siemian to the Vikings, I thought that Kyle Sloter would be the heir apparent to Kirk Cousins in Minnesota. And the Minnesota Vikings organization is very, very high on Kyle Sloter. So that says a lot. But obviously the Broncos traded Trevor Siemian to the Minnesota Vikings for, obviously they gave up a pick in 2019. I think a late 2018, actually, late 2018 pick here in this year's draft, and the Denver Broncos receive a draft pick from the Minnesota Vikings in 2019, so I was kind of hoping that the Denver Broncos would be getting Kyle Sloter back just as some insurance, but obviously the Denver Broncos quarterbacks now, Case Keenum, the move is going to be made official today, press conference at 10 a.m. Mountain Time. Be sure to check that out on denverbroncos.com, and you know, very excited about it. John Elway had a lot to say about the Case Keenum signing earlier. He said he's a great fit for the Broncos, and he's coming off a tremendous year. He's excited to add Case's leadership, competitiveness, and experience, and here's exactly what I mean by Case Keenum's leadership and competitiveness. Now, I know it may not mean much, but if you have Amazon, go check out All or Nothing, you know, a season with the Los Angeles Rams, and go through and watch Case Keenum. Now, I'm sorry, he had Jeff Fisher as a coach, and I'm sorry. Jeff Fisher's three quarterbacks. You have Sam Bradford, Case Keenum, Nick Foles. Nick Foles won Super Bowl MVP, and Case Keenum had an MVP-type year with the Minnesota Vikings. So they didn't do that good under Jeff Fisher. I'm sorry. So I think a lot about the system has a lot to do with everything in terms of quarterback play. Absolutely, I do. So I'm excited to see what Case Keenum has to bring to the table. I'm not going to be a doomsdayer. And please, guys on Twitter, chill out with the doomsday stuff. You know, the Broncos are making moves. We can't judge how what move being beneficial or negative when he hasn't even stepped on the field yet. So, obviously, relax a little bit. Be excited. Go off of last year. I'm excited. Based on what I've seen from Case Keenum last year, I am excited that he is going to be the Denver Broncos quarterback combined to what we had previously over the last 2 years. That's a huge upgrade. And everybody was calling for it last year. Oh, if the Denver Broncos had an upgrade at quarterback, just somebody better than this, then they probably would have been competitive. Like, Case Keenum is an upgrade, a massive upgrade. You got to relax a little bit. I'm excited about this because you know what? I went back and I watched film on Case Keenum. He has a lot of intangibles that make me very, very excited to see what he's going to do going forward with the organization. So relax a little bit. Everything's going to be okay. So some other Denver Broncos news. Todd Davis signed back with the Broncos on a 3-year, $15 million deal. He said that he's blessed. He's excited to continue his NFL career in Denver. He's excited for the future, and he can't wait to strap the pads on once again. So I'm excited about this because, you know, while Todd Davis really struggles in pass coverage, he's phenomenal in run support. So my hope with the Denver Broncos is, you know, if they go a little bit more of a nickel or dime package this year, you can have the best of both worlds. You can have a Todd Davis in there for the run, and maybe you can have some hybrid, you know, Jamal Carter type guys in to cover the pass in terms of obviously as a strong safety or a nickel linebacker or nickel safety. You got to have some guys like that to be able to do that. And the Denver Broncos had a lot of success in the first 2 weeks of the NFL regular season against the Chargers and the Cowboys by going with that nickel and dime package. So before we get into our later segments, I want to tell you guys about the Locked On Podcast Network. We got a lot of great things in store this year, and that means the latest breaking news from the local experts of your favorite teams. Now, Locked On Packers' Peter Bukowski broke the news and reacted to the Green Bay Packers releasing veteran wide receiver Jordy Nelson and the potential and obviously the signing of tight end Jimmy Graham. We're going to take a listen over there. Peter Bukowski, Locked On Packers.
In 3, 2. Tuesday was the biggest day in Packers free agency since Reggie White signed in Green Bay. New GM Brian Gutekunst signed 5-time Pro Bowler Jimmy Graham on the same day he released Jordy Nelson, arguably the best receiver in modern team history. Nelson's age and athleticism relegated him more to a red zone and third down possession threat coming off his ACL, production Graham could replicate. But Nelson's connection with Rodgers was unique, and there's no guarantees Graham can form the same type of bond with Rodgers. Jordy says he still wants to play and has a host of teams interested. He still has enough left in the tank to contribute to an offense so long as he doesn't have to be the top guy. As for the Packers, expect them to take a receiver with one of their top picks in the draft, and with Ted Thompson in the front office, they have a history of hitting in the second round.
Amazing stuff from Peter over there at Locked On Packers. Don't be too hesitant to check out all the other Locked On Podcast Network shows. We got a Locked On NFL branch, a Locked On NBA branch for your favorite NBA teams, and we're introducing the Locked On MLB Network as well. But when it comes to basketball, I told you guys I'm headed to Pepsi Center today to go watch the Nuggets and the Pistons, and obviously, you know, spend some time downtown in Denver for the next couple of days. If you want to meet up, you want to talk sports, let me know. Send me a message at Cody Rourke NFL. Would be very happy to meet you guys. guys, talk football with you, and obviously just kind of share the field with you guys. I love it. I love interacting with fans, and a lot of great interaction on Twitter over the last couple of days. Like I said, fans, you make Locked On Broncos what it is. Without you guys as listeners, this show means absolutely nothing. It's you guys that make the show. We appreciate you, and I always want to remind you guys that, because you guys are amazing, and I enjoy interacting with you guys every single day. Now, some good news, our Locked On Broncos contest giveaway will be ending next week. Now, in order for you to be qualified to be entered into the Locked On Broncos contest giveaway, where we are giving away an Emmanuel Sanders figurine collectible, you have to go on iTunes, leave a 5-star review, tell us why you love Locked On Broncos, leave your Twitter handle or an email in the comments. And at that point, you will automatically be entered to win Emmanuel Sanders giveaway collectible figurine. And you'll be entered into every single future Locked On Broncos contest giveaways. One of the only shows to give you a contest giveaway every other month. So very excited about that. Like I said, guys, the Denver Broncos are making moves. I think the biggest thing when we go back in hindsight and when we have to look at things is that it's super important to not be impatient with John Elway and the Broncos organization. And the reason I say that is because in free agency, we've seen it. I've said it essentially. I think the Kansas City Chiefs are robbing Paul to pay Peter. They released Tamba Hali. They got rid of Derek Johnson. They signed Anthony Hitchens to a ridiculous deal. They signed Sammy Watkins at wide receiver to a ridiculous deal. That leaves them vulnerable in certain positions. I think defensively, it leaves them vulnerable to a lot of headaches. You know, you get rid of some of those veteran guys and you pay quite a bit of money for several guys that I don't know if they're going to plug into that system and be effective. But I think the thing you got to look at is John Elway and the Denver Broncos organization. They want guys on the team that are team guys that won't demand it's just all about them. The number one thing I really love about what John Elway's approach is that he likes guys that love football, and he's not going to budge. He's not going to pay a guy more than he thinks he's worth, and that's one thing I really appreciate about John Elway. Now, a lot of people, you know, give John Elway a lot of flack on that and criticize him and say, well, he doesn't want to pay for people. Well, look at the NFL. The NFL, from year to year, you see it with teams. They overreact by signing a player to a bigger deal than they are absolutely worth. Let's take a look at the Ndamukong Suh, who made a lot of money in Miami, and he didn't live up to his contract in Miami, period. And he wants to demand even more money. There's a market, and it's based on the previous league year. What did this guy do in the previous league year, and what contracts have set the precedent there? We got linemen being paid like quarterbacks. We got defensive players being paid like quarterbacks. Now, I absolutely agree. If you have a Von Miller deserves quarterback money, plain and simple. But some positions don't need that much money. Well, I mean, they don't require it. I don't think that it's necessarily fair to say that they don't deserve a paycheck of that stature. It depends on how they perform. And in the NFL this year, you see this up and down, kind of chart where players play really well one year and then their production dips off after they get paid. Von Miller's production hasn't dipped off one bit. He's still the same guy, still getting at least 10 sacks a season, and he's fighting double teams and triple teams. The offense is completely game plan around him. I'm sorry, I'm a big fan of a guy who is as gritty and resilient as Von Miller, and there's a lot of defensive players in the National Football League that also have the same exact features, and I think that's why defensive players are demanding to get paid a little bit more. But at the same time, from a general manager standpoint, you do not want to rob Paul to pay Peter. You cannot overpay at one position and expect that just bringing in one guy and paying him this much money is going to make a bigger difference. It's a football game. It's a team game. It's 11 on 11, the best 11 on offense versus the best 11 on defense, and vice versa. You can't just automatically assume, based on how one guy plays on one team, that signing this guy and plugging him into this system, it's going to be a good fit. Okay, good players are good. Great players make things work. But I really believe that if you plug a player into a system that's not meant for his scheme, like a 3-4 defense or a 4-3 defense or a 4-2-5, whatever defense you kind of run, certain players get signed off of hype, name, and obviously past productivity, and that's great and all, but sometimes you don't want to overpay for a guy when you don't know exactly what you're going to get in a new system. That's why I think that if you're a first-year player going to a new franchise, that first year is very telling in terms of obviously what you're going to get and how your contract lays out. But I know the NFL doesn't work that way. It really doesn't. But I think the National Football League has shifted its focus to a what-have-you-done-lately league, which isn't bad. But at the same time, I've got a lot of concerns with the salary cap and with the CBA expiring here in 2020. What's going to happen there? Because a lot of the big complaints on the NFL Players Association side of things is guaranteed contracts, Thursday night football, and in terms of player safety. And obviously, there's going to be a lot of players that are opposed to what exactly Roger Goodell's new contract extension really entailed, the private jet for life. $200 million. That's a move right there that's going to be discussed in the CBA as the commissioner of the National Football League. So the NFL and the NFLPA might have some differences. So I wouldn't be surprised if we face a lockout heading into the 2021 season. I really hope not, because it's not good for sports. Lockouts stink, but at the same time, I understand it, because players, their rights have to be protected. You know, the NFL, I feel like for players, you could be a star player at one moment, you get hurt, and all of a sudden you find yourself no longer employed in the National Football League. You lose out on all that money. You have all these expenses you have to take care of, and all of a sudden now you can't find a way to pay it. So we'll keep you covered over here at Locked On Broncos throughout the day. I'll be traveling, so I will try to check my phone as much as I can to give you guys the latest news on the Denver Broncos and obviously some moves that they may make. I'm told that we may see some other signings here today, and obviously maybe some trades here in the next 24 to 48 hours. So stay tuned for that. Very excited about that. So this is your host of Locked On Broncos, Cody Rourke.